We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Just to point out something that we learned in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where it says, B'chochma uv'minyin, so it says, Echemem God v'chaver b'chochma uv'minyin, so he said, Holach Acha Rav, you go after the bigger Rav, who is bigger b'chochma. So what does it mean a minion? So I said a pshat that it means a minion is there's more people in the Bezdin. There's not mashma like that because so some said off under Rishonim that it means a minion either means he has more Talmidim or it means he learned for more years. That's what a minion means. Either bigger of a chachma or a minion means he has more Talmidim or he learned for more years. So that somehow that's different than chachma. I in the Rishonim would say pshat. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. This din, the Afnei Adem, and I'll do business with them, is not dafka 3 days before, it's even 3 days afterwards. So Rishmol Aimer, Shloisha Afneim, Shloisha Achreim is Aser. Vecham Aimerim, Lefnei Adem is Aser. La'acha Adem is Mutter. The Chum say, before Adem is Aser, and Acha Adem is Mutter. Now, this Chum sounds familiar. It's like the Tanakam sheet. You have to know what the Chum is adding on. We know the Tanakam was also Afnei Adem. So we'll see in the Gemara. So Rav Shmuel says 3 days before, 3 days afterwards. The Chumash say dafka for before, not afterwards. Omer Rav Tavchlifa Bar Rav Dimi, Omer Shmuel, Yoim Rishon LeDivrei Rav Shmuel Oil Maser. According to Rav Shmuel, those goyim which keep Yoim Rishon as a holiday, so the Oil Maser, the whole entire week will be awesome because it was 3 days before and 3 days afterwards, which is altogether 7 days, because we said Rav Shmuel does not count the. That Kuliyah, we got a hold of Kuliyah, Heimbe means Belay Adayim. That's what we said till now. But Rav Shmuel definitely did not count Adayim. He said 3 days before, 3 days after. So it means, besides for the Yom Adayim Mamish, and therefore comes out, he's also the entire week. Bacham Oimrim, Lefnei Adayim Oster, Lach Adayim Mutter. Lefnei Adayim is Oster, Lach Adayim Mutter. And Agav, we spoke at what Yom Rishon, which holiday Yom Rishon is. You can listen to the yesterday's shir to hear what Yom Rishon which holiday that is exactly that. Sunday of the Christians or Sunday of something else. Listen to that. Like we just spoke out, when we say 3 days before, it says in our Mishnah, Lefnei Adem Shoshiyahu means 3 days before the holiday already is awesome. So Tanakam Masava Haim Beloy Adayim. It's 3 days besides for the holiday itself. Rabbanan Basroi Savri Haim Ve Adayim. It's with the Adayim. Why? Because it's Tumba. He doesn't say Lefnei. We had in our Mishnah that says clearly that he says, in our Mishnah says Klar Lefnei Adayim, which we said it means before Adayim. In the Chumim, it wasn't as Klar, because it didn't say Lefnei Adayim Shloisha Yomim, it says Lefnei Adayim Aser. So we could tie it to Chumim mean even 2 days before, basically it means Hein Ve Adayim. Even though basically what we're warning here is that who said what the Chum hold. Teretz is, we know the Tanakhama says Klar, Lefnei Adayim 3 days means 3 days before the Adayim. The Chum just say Lefnei Adayim, we'll say the word 3 days, so there you could learn that means 2 days. That'd be one half Kamina. Nafkamina is b'di'evet. If you did business, is it also b'di'evet? Tanakam asav v'nosav nosav mutter. Tanakam holds that you did it b'di'evet. It's mutter. But Baron Basroi is savri nosav nosav nosav. Baron Basroi holds that it's nosav nosav nosav. Now, how do you know that's nafkamina? How do you know who holds what? How do you decide who holds what? Neither of them talk about nosav nosav. So Rashi explains like this. Because in the Tanakhama it says loshen osur loses levelases, which sounds like it's osur du lechatchila, but b'di'evet it's mutter. And the chachamim have to argue on something, so it must be they argue on that. Rebbei say, another teretz, the Shmuel ikibenayu. The halach of Shmuel is the nafkamina. The Omar Shmuel begoyla ain osur, which means out of begoyla sounds like in Golis or in Bavel. Ain osel yom edom. Only the day itself is osur, and the reason of Shmuel is a few different reasons. One of the reason is like this: like Rashi says that first of all, since you are under the control of the goyim, so we're scared of them, so you can't stop doing business. They need the business going. They can't have the economy closed down a few days before, so it can't be. That's one reason. Another reason is that they're not such big Oivdei Chaviv. They're not so into their Getchkas. They're not so into the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Begayla Shmuel says, "Ein osal yom edom." Only that day you can't do business with them, but before you can do. And we just said two reasons. So that's Shmuel's halacha. So Tana Kama is later Shmuel. Tana Kama holds of Shmuel. Rabban Masroi less of the Shmuel. Rabban Masroi that holds Shmuel and still need 3 days. So now here, how do you know the Rabban are more machmir? So Rashi explains the kim lemesayim behedi of my pligi klemeim latfuy asu. Usually, the second Tana is coming to add on. The Shemino Tana Kama, the Kama Aleph Neyadim, Osir, Losses, Velosin, Imam, Mestoma, the Milsak, Shein Yadav, Kham, Tchifa, Israel, when Yisrael is in charge, Ka'ama Vasil Memer comes of the Rabban of Asir and say that the Neyadim is Osir even when the Goyim are in charge and Yiskir of them still. So he's saying the way we know the Rabban of Masorah is the one who don't hold the Shmuel is because he probably is being Moisif. If you don't know, if you have no like reason where to put the place the pieces, you assume the Chacham are the one who being Moisif Isser, not lessening the Isser. The fourth Pshat, the Nocham Amadi Ikebenayo. The Nafkabine is the Sheet of Nocham Amadi. Tanya, the Braisa. Nocham Amadi Eimer, Eina Osa Yoim Echol of Neyadim. Nocham Amadi holds is only Osa 1 day before, not 3 days before. Only Yom Echmei Adem. Tana Kama less lay the Nochem Amadi. Tana Kama does not hold the Nochem Amadi. And therefore, clearly, he says 3 days. Rabban Masroi is the Nochem Amadi because Rabban don't say how many days. Just as a Fnei Adem. So very good Shema. Just a Fnei Adem, it could be 1 day. So Nochem Amadi, she did is the whole Issa is 1 day before Adem. That's it. So the Tana Kama obviously says 3 days. And Rabban hold 1 day. So we have 4 Pshatim in the B.M. Chalikas. Huh?
Rashi in the case.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we don't know. That's why I spoke at Clover. We don't know which way to put the pieces. You do a Latvuya. Oh, but a lot of other cases not Latvuya. For example, the first case was Hein Vei Deim Odeim Dios, the Rabbana being Mayit. If you can figure out the way to do it, good. But there, what's up is Holy Shmuel, we didn't see anything. That's what we're saying. The Pshat is because here he says 3 and he says 1. So we have 4 Pshatim, the Nafkamina. One Pshat is it's Taka says it's 3, both of all 3, but it's a 3 before Edeim or 3 with Edeim. It's first Pshat. Shot number 2 is, what's the halacha if you did business? Is it b'diavad osur or not? Tanakama holds mutter, and Rabban holds osur. Third shot is, if in Goyla you have to still be makbid on the 3 days before, and the Tanakama holds no, Rabban holds yeah. And the fourth shot is, that the Rabban hold 3 days, and these chacham hold 1 day. That's the nafmila, and they hold Nocham Amadi. Once you mention Nocham Amadi, we're going to have now sugas and Nocham Amadi straight to the Mishnah on Daf Ches. That you only also 1 day before the holiday. Omru loy, they told Nochamadi Nishtaka, Dava, but loy noimar. This should be forgotten and don't ever say such a thing. This is a mistake, what you're saying, it's only 1 day. Freit the Gemara, it's not Nochamadi himself, but Ikara Rabbanan Basroi, the comic of a say. We have here the Rabbanan Basroi, the Chum in our Mishnah, which he said one of the Pshatim were that he holds like them. So what do you mean it's Shtaka Dava? We might have another sheet like that. It's a little interesting, the kasha, because Mehechetes, that's the real pshat. There's 3 other pshatim, but the Gemara holds, I guess, this is a emes of pshat. So we're saying, well, why does Taka Dov? We have Chum. And for the Gemara, man Chachom, Nocham Amadihu. Who are the Chachomim? Nocham Hamadihu. It's Nocham Amadi. So that's why. It's only one shita. And we're saying the Taka Dov. Tanya Yidach, Lintanar Braisa. Another halacha, an interesting halacha, like this. Which means like this, there's a halacha in the Mishnah later on that you're not allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy. And the reason is because you might rent it to him or sell it to him. And then if you rent it to him, it would be over the iser of Shvisas Behemtai. So halacha is that ein moichrin lehem behemah gasa. You're not allowed to sell a goy behemah gasa. That's the halacha, and we just said the reason. The reason is because you might rent him or you might lend it to him, and he might use it. And the issa shoshvisa hemtes. You can't sell him a behemah gasa. What about selling him a sus? So it says over here, Tanakama says, Nochem Amadi says, you could sell him a sus zachar zakein for mechama. And the reason is because it's a terrible idea to buy a sus, old sus zachar for mechama, because it'll probably make you lose the mechama, it'll probably kill you. It's not such a good tank over here, this sus. And since the milsad lo shchicha, Since the Muslim is Shricha, therefore, Lagazu Rabbanon, the whole thing is a Gzeira, Otu. Maybe being Shoyal a regular Behema, or selling a regular Behema. So they're not going to, they don't make a Gzeira on this, because the Muslim is Shricha, Lagazu Rabbanon. That's the Sheet of Nachman Amadi. Amr Loi, Nishtaka Adava. But Loi Namar, don't say such a thing. You can now sell Behema Gasa, finish. You can't sell it. The Tanan says in that Mishnah, Ben Beser Matam Asus. Ben Beser holds that it's mutter to sell a sus. And what's the reason? So the reason the Rabbi Beser's matter is because the whole malacha you could do with a sus is to ride on it. And that's not a daraisa, because Chayno says atzmai. And since it's only the Rabbanon to ride a behema, so we're not going to make a gzeira otu she'ela and schiris on a sus. So Ben Beser holds every sus is mutter. So what's the problem, Nocha Amadi? Ben Beser holds every sus is mutter, so we have someone who holds like him. So at the Gemara, it's clear Nocha Amadi is not going like Ben Beser. Ben Beser le maflik ben zcharim le nekevis. He's not maflik ben zcharim le nekevis, and the Gersa of Rashi has been bachar le zokin. He doesn't make enough kamina. Even you let to sell a bachar. But according to Ben Beser, according to Nocha Amadi, he holds you cannot sell a young sus. Obviously, he holds is a gzera by a sus. And the whole hat here only is milsav l'shicha. Even with the kamatik means charon lekevayis, and the lashon of Rashi is bein bachor lezokein. Obviously, he also grabbanon severely. He also grabbanon. The rabbanon is shtaka adavlo neimer. You're not mechalik between a zokein and a bachor, or between a zocher and a keva. Now here Rashi changes. It says grabbanon severely. The asri mishum toiras kli zayin. There's another sheet later on. The inalasel behemet gasa. To a or a sus to a guy, the reason is because he uses it to kill people. So he uses it as kli zayin, he uses the horse to kill people, and therefore he's not allowed to sell it because it acts as kli zayin. So he was saying he must hold like that. If he holds like that, then there's no heter for a sus zoch or zokein. There is no heter for that, and therefore nishtaka hadava. So basically, yeah, go on. He allowed sus because he allowed Isser is al Shabbos, and there's no problem on Shabbos because he reichav behema on Shabbos only the Rabbanon. Therefore, he holds mutta. That's what I'm saying, he holds mutta. But obviously, Nochom Modi holds the Isser because only matta by a zokin. And when that prat, we're arguing on him and holding that it's not, that there's no heter, and Rashi for some reason changes and says that we're going, the reason for this is Teres Kizayin. If you look at the Gemara later on, there are three reasons why it could be Usser. Either because of Issa Shabbos, or because of Torah's Kli Zayin, or for another reason there. So Al Kaponim, here we are now it's changing the reason is because it's used as a Kli Zayin. So tomorrow night, another Nocham Amadi coming up. Tanya under the Brisa Nocham Amadi Emer Hasheves, which Pashtus is Dil. So we only take a Maisa after something is ripened. When is a Sheves considered ripened? It has three stages, and at all three stages, Nochamadi says, people eat it from that stage. Misasa Zera, V'Yerek, V'Zirim. First step is, it's Yerek. And then next step is Zirim, and then it reaches the step of Zera. So these are three steps. It has Megal leaves, or the pits get bigger, or the seeds get bigger. So it's three stages, all three stages of Misasa. I'm willing to stack out of it, don't say that. All three stages of the growth of this dill is mesaseres because you take maize that way because it's already nigmar peir, it's ripened. You know, all those stages are considered ripened a certain way because people eat it that way. My answer is Hosam de Gunisa is talking about the garden variety of sheves. Rashi says a godol beginner, the royal lechel zera v'yerek zirim. Aval godol v'sod is one that grow wild. Einoy nechel yerek ela zera kein charad. It's only eaten like the seeds, like charad, like mustard seeds. That's the only time it's eaten, but not while it's growing. So the Gemara vayta omalei Rav Acha bar Miyamin la Abaya gavra Rabba also ma'asvin. So Rav Acha bar Miyamin told Abaya they both also were from Modi. And they said, it's not right. Nochum Amadi came from there. And everything he says, we say in Ishtaka Adava. So is that right? There was a Chosha person that came from our city. And anything he says, Amri in Ishtaka Adava. We say, forget whatever he says. Amri. So the answer, he answered him, Amar, this is one thing that we do like Nacham Amadi. Tanya Nacham Amadi Yomer. Shoyel Adam Tzrachov B'Shemeya Tvila. A person is allowed to ask for his needs in Shemeya Tvila. So the Gemara, Amar Barmina, even that is not Nacham Amadi. Tahu, the Talia B'Lashi Ravi. That halacha, he could be toiled into big roots or big tzaddikim, big trees, that or big ropes. Which means the bigger tzaddikim will say this already. It's not his chiddush. The time of the Nebraisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, we have a machlokes first here in Nebraisa. What should he do first? Should he show tzrachov first and then daven? Or daven then show tzrachov? And we'll explain it a little better after we see the machlokes. Time of the Nebraisa. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, show odom tzrachov va'ach kach yispal. A person should first ask for his needs and then daven. And Rashi says davening means Shemoneh Esrei. First ask for needs, and then Shemoneh Esrei. Shenemar, tefila la'oni ki yatoif, and that's a lashon of asking for your needs. L'fnei Hashem, yishpech sichoi. And then afterwards you daven. How you know sichoi means davening? Ain't sichoi al tefila, shenemar, v'yetzi Yitzchak l'suach v'sodah. It says when Yitzchak was mesakeh in mincha, it says v'yetzi Yitzchak l'suach v'sodah. See sichoi lashon of tefila. Rabbi Shua, you know, first you spalal, first you daven, v'acha yishol tzrachav, and afterwards you ask for your needs. Shenema espoich lefonav sichi tzaros lefonav agid. First you daven, then you ask for your needs. Rav Eliezer, what do you do with the pasuk that says nami aksiv espoich? He's the one who says that he first asks for your tzrachav and then you daven. What do you do with the pasuk espoich lefonav sichi and then tzaros lefonav agid? He says hokkamar espoich lefonav sichi. When do I daven? If it's man tzaros lefonav agid, I already said before you my tzaros. Rav Yeshua nami aksiv tefila oniki yatov. Hakamar, it means like this. Amos at Tfilani, when do you daven for Yitzrachim? His man should flee Hashem, his man should when you're ready, daven. So he wasn't asked, okay, everyone has an answer to the psukim, so what's pshat in each man the Amar? But just stop here a second. What does it mean, shoyel Tzrachim and after daven? Because he said, Mishman Esrei. And what does it mean, daven after Tzrachim? So the Shrenim speak out that it means that, the Shrenim really speak this out, that it either means that you say Yitzrachim by Yil Ratzim, which is after Shman Esrei, or you say it before Shman Esrei. Frank the Achroinim, what do you mean? How can you say the Tzrachim for Shemoneh Esrei? You're in the middle of Gaul Yisrael. You can't be mafsik by Ezras and say your own Tzrachim. It's in Alabi mafsik. First they thought of between Gaul Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. You can't be mafsik then. So some say you can mafsik in the middle of Ezras. But it's a little shver. So I saw in a sefer that he wants to say that it's the whole Shail is dafka by Mincha. By Mincha, before Shemoneh Esrei, you can talk. So then, handling Shail Tzrachim before or after, that's what the Gemara Shail is. That's others learn that it means in the Shemoneh Esrei before Shemoneh Esrei is Mosakin, then the Shah was had to set up Shemoneh Esrei. Today we have Shemoneh Esrei already klar, that you first say Shvach and then you say the Tzrachav. But this is, someone says before the Anshin Esrei of Mosakin Shemoneh Esrei. Some say that way, we're going with Rashi. Rashi is clearly, we know about Shemoneh Esrei already. So if you're Rashi, the Shah has to be like by Mincha. Talk to Gemara Mechti. Kroyle Kamar Daikim Le Kamar Daikim. The Psukim are not Maduik like Ichman the Yama. So my Kamifiki, what's the Biyamach like this? Kedarish Rav Simloi. Kedarish Rav Simloi. Lo'ilim Isadad Shvachu Shalmakim. He says that you always should first say Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vacha Yisbal. And afterwards you ask for Yitzracha. Menol Moshe, Rabbeinu. The Chsiv, it says, he started off with Hashem Elikim. Atach Eloisa Laharis Avdecha as Godlecha. And the Pasuk says, he said all these gewaltig things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Godlecha, as Yodcha Hazaka, Shemi, Kel Vashmayim, Varet, Yashka, Masach, Vursacha. Then afterwards says, V'chsiv Asrei, Eber Nova, Eres, Aras, Atoiva. Then he asks for his Tzrachim. So, on top of the Amud, Avches, Rabbi Shua saw V'yafina Moshe. Shua holds you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Probably as a sava loya afina Moshe. Well, there's a holds that you don't learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. So here that's the Biyar Machlokes. Now, why don't you learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu? Shani Moshe the Rav Gubre, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a big gadol and a big chacham, and he can to give shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A regular person, it looks like Kiyura be giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who are you to do that? So that's the Biyar Machlokes. Vechacham Moimrim. Look at the Rizeh. Not before, not afterwards, only in the middle. El Shol Erdem Tzrachah B'Shemei Atfila. You ask for your Tzrachim in Shemei Atfila. And we have a Girsi, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Alach Shol Erdem Tzrachah B'Shemei Atfila. Om Rav Yudah B'Rei De Rav, Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shemei De Rav. Remember, this is a member from Rav. Om Rav Yudah B'Rei De Rav, Shmuel Bar Shilas B'Shemei De Rav. Afa Pisha Omru, Shol Erdem Tzrachah B'Shemei Atfila. Even though someone asks for his tzrachav, b'shemei atvila, Even though he said that the place to ask Yitzchakov Shmeya Tfilo, if you want to say at the end of every bracha, ma'ein that bracha, you could say it. Rashi gives an example. It means if you're forgetting your learning, so then you can ma'arech b'chayna adas. You can add on extra words b'chayna adas. Please don't let me forget the daf yomi. And by Baal Tshuva, you can ma'arech b'chayna adas. You can be ma'isav there. That's what he says. If you have a chayla, you say it by Rav Chayla. By Panasa, you say it by Baruch Chaylenu. Now, isn't that the same member of Rav before? Frank the Ritva, it's the exact same thing, the two members. What's the difference? So I'm going to read the Ritva's Torah. Talk to Ritva. Mashiyesh bein the Rav Yehuda bar Shilas b'shem Rav. Le'idoch the Rav Chia bar Ashi, Omer Rav, the Mar Shori afilu be'emtza ha'bracha. Omer Shori v'sof ko bracha ha'bracha. V'loi pligi. One is saying like this. The first one is saying is, you want to be moisiv after the end of every bracha, you could. The second one saying is, if you have a chayla b'seich beisa, which means you have immediate need, you're allowed to even say in the middle of the bracha, be'emtza ha'bracha. Doesn't mean to have come at the end of the bracha. But he does say the ritva, you should say it b'derech, you say it by Lashon Yochid. Meister Ben Yenner says that. You say it by Lashon Yochid, because if not, it looks like you're being moisiv on the bracha. It shouldn't be Lashon Ram, it should be Lashon Yochid. Or Meshum Alevi, Ava Pisha Omru. But after Tvilo, by Yil Ratzon, you can say, I feel like Kaseidi Yom Kippurim, you even can say Kaseidi Yom Kippurim, which the Rebbeinu Chanan says, you even can say Vidu if you want. He said, the whole Seidah of Vidu Yom Kippurim, you can put that at the end of the Mishmar Esrei. That's no problem. Which means, all these halachas that has to be Me'ein HaBracha, and has to be short, it's all if middle Mishmar Esrei. But when it comes to the end of Mishmar Esrei, you'll have to say as long as you want, and you're allowed to say Vidu at the end of Mishmar Esrei.